Hey there, welcome back to the Barryville radio station. Catskills Kathy here. I've been away for a while and I'm glad to be back in town, checking in on things here in good old Barryville, New York. And we're going to have a couple of interesting guests, I believe, stopping by today. I've had a few people call and say they've been anxious to do another radio show and get back out here and chat a little bit about, you know, the world in general and things as we see it and what's happening and our vaccination statuses, as we might call it, throughout, and possibly some of the other little eccentricities of good old Barryville. We do love it here. If you've never been up here, come on over and visit us sometime. We'd love to have a chat with you. So let's see who's showing up today. We got anybody out there?
Well, I think we do have somebody out there.
Who could we have that might have something relevant to say?
I see somebody coming up to the door.
Yeah, well, they wander by here usually looking for. Hey, who we got there?
What did this Rashid?
Oh,
you remember the name Rashid?
Rashid.
Can I go
in? Wow, am I allowed to give you a hug, or do I have to just like fist bump you or something?
Oh, no. Thank you for letting me in. I am so excited to be here.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be outside. I'm excited to be anywhere with all that is going
on. Well, yeah, right. Where have you been? Where have they locked up or stocked away somewhere? Or?
Well, you know, I have been trying to do business here in Barryville. For a very, very long time, I wanted to open up a Dunkin' Donuts.
You think? I think maybe Dunkin'. DD, possibly.
Yes, DD, but you know, I was having trouble raising the money, and things were very, you know, during this pandemic.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the pandemic. Well, you know, it's a small town here, though, Rashid. So it's, you know, not everybody can always get the things going here.
But I have hope now.
You have hope?
I have.
Always good to have hope.
No, I have good hope because I see what is happening. The store here, the River Market.
Yeah, I saw that they painted white. I'm not quite sure what's happening with that.
It has been sold.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it has been sold.
Oh, see, I did not know. I just thought they were changing the facade.
Yeah, painting the town.
Keeping it clean.
No. It definitely has been sold.
And so, wondering who? I have no idea who's purchased this. Do we know what's happening?
No, it could be a mystery person.
Oh, so
yes.
Hence why it's painted white.
Yes.
It's ghost-like appearance. I was wondering what was going on. I thought maybe just trying to cover up the mold.
Well, they made it. I am hoping that possibly that is primer.
Yeah, primary. It should be primer.
Yes.
I think everybody in Barryville needs a coat of primer, if you ask me.
Well, so many changes that it has been. I had myself sequestered for a long time.
Sequestered?
Yes,
yeah.
All by myself.
Is that where they like lock you in a basement or something?
Well, they said that, you know, for a long time here, you know, you have to be careful. Coming out, you had to have four masks on.
Four? Really? To walk in the great outdoors, you have to wear four masks.
Four masks, yes, because the boogie virus was going to get me.
The boogie virus.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I was very scared.
Four masks keep your snot in, I guess. I don't know, the boogie virus.
Well, I know, and that's not funny.
Yeah, well, sometimes it is.
Well,
so now, see, I never understood this, though, when you're in the great outdoors. Like, shouldn't you be breathing the fresh air? Wouldn't the fresh air be better for you, especially somewhere here, like in good old Barryville, where there's more trees than there are people?
Well, that's what I thought, but I am so confused by the news. First of all, I turn on the news, you know, and this Dr. Fucci, Fitchy, Dr. Fishy.
Dr. Fishy.
Dr. Fishy.
It might be a little fishy.
Yes, he says, hey, everybody. You don't need to wear a mask. You do not need to wear a mask.
No mask.
No, because, you know, the health workers are wearing the mask, and the masks don't really do anything
for
you.
Right. Well, we learned from our last president, our prior, you know, the big Don, that the mask wasn't necessary. I don't think we ever saw him wearing one, really.
No.
So.
Well, and then, though, everything changed. They said, well, you have to
wear the mask. Yeah. Now you don't have to wear the mask.
Well, then all of a sudden, you know, they were selling lots of masks, and then they said, you have to wear a mask.
There's big money in mask making.
You have to wear a mask in your car. You have to wear it outside. You have to wear masks everywhere.
Right. You have to wear a mask in the shower, I think.
And then I see, though, on social media, if you say you don't want to wear a mask, They take you off.
You're banned?
You're banned.
Oh, from social media?
They ban you about the mask on social media.
Yes,
if you talk about it. But
wow.
Then you see, then everybody has to wear a mask. They say, wear one, wear two, wear three, wear four.
Well, I'd wear four of them, but I wouldn't wear them all in my mouth, maybe.
And then
you know?
I read an article, which apparently, you know, kind of an underground thing, because they said that the size of the virus is 1,000 times smaller than the holes in the mask. So why am I wearing a mask?
No, I did not know about the sizing. I didn't even know they could size a virus.
Oh, yes.
How do you size a virus?
Well, you have to have a very small ruler.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be a weight balance system here we got going on.
I guess they looked through the microscope. They looked at the hole in the mask,
they
which looked
like
through
the
huge,
hole.
huge hole under the microscope. And then they showed the virus.
It's so small. Yeah. Wow. So
they said you could do a test.
A test to what? Check your virus measurements?
To see if it's true, because you spray some perfume in the air.
Yeah.
And then you put your mask on. And if you can smell it, then the perfume molecules
are
got small.
Through. Got through. That means everything's getting through.
That means yes.
Huh. Well, means, I mean, maybe it's just like a small preventative thing that they're trying to do.
It means we're all through.
It means we're all being channeled to walk in the same line, follow orders and direct commands.
Well, what I can't figure out the rules, you know, I went back to New York City.
You did? How was that? Let me tell you, it's a little crazy down there, right?
It was a little crazy, but you had to eat, you know, they had the outdoor...
You had to eat through the mask?
This I cannot understand, because this was when you couldn't eat, inside.
Inside, right, yeah.
So they had these structures outside that were tents.
Yes, I saw those, yeah.
So you go inside and you're inside.
Right.
So is there a sign that says that tells the virus
inside
not to go in
to go in
here?
Those tents.
Yes.
Right. No, not allowed in the tent.
Yes. And then you go in, you have to have your mask on to go in.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you
take your mask off to eat.
To eat,
and
yes.
to talk to everybody.
Exactly. So I don't understand whether we are all in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, we are in some zone, definitely. And especially here, we're in the Barryville Zone. So
yes.
We know that's a whole different zone as well.
Yes. Well, I was over at Peck's Market.
All right, so tell me now. Peck's Market, that's the one up the road here you're
up
talking.
Up the road.
Yeah, Eldred, if you don't know where we're talking about. Peck's and Eldred.
Just a few miles
good
from
store,
us here.
Peck's and Eldred. Yeah,
yes,
giving a thumbs up to them. Getting a little expensive sometimes.
A little expensive.
A little trendy, in my opinion, you know.
I would say it is very expensive.
Yeah. Their prices have definitely increased because they're catering towards that New York City elite crowd that we get up here, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. They just said they were having difficulty getting supplies.
I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
They had some issues in the past couple of years, but I just think it's... You know, they're trying to cater to a little bit more upscale of a crowd, because we have had an influx of people after the COVID hit. There was an influx of people that wanted to come out to the country.
Oh, that is why I'm so enthusiastic. I think the town is going to boom if we can just get rid of some of the old guard.
Yeah, the old guard.
Like, the old guard.
Well, we're not going to name any names.
Ones who walk down the street and they see me with my turban and run in the other direction.
You mean three quarters of the town, then?
Well, it could be, and I just say, wait a minute, stop. I am Rashid from the Church of the Spiritually Unspiritual. I'm just like you, unspiritual.
Unspiritually. So now you thought you had hope because, what, you were able to save some, put some money together? You're going to be able to get yourself a church, at least a basement or something to start in?
Well, I thought I was going to be able to do something. After all, I had inherited the money from my poor ex-wife who tried
Frederica?
To kill me and accidentally. Killed herself.
Was that Frederica? No.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Frediki. Yes.
I do remember her.
Poor Frediki. And I had a little nest egg.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
I lost a lot of it.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah.
I was walking down the street and I see these people, you know, they on the corner and they have like a little table on it and they have these three shells.
No, you didn't fall for that. Really?
Well, I am afraid so, because I was winning. The guy said, here,
yeah.
I could pick it.
That's
I picked
usually
it and I won 20. I won 100. I 1,000. And I did it. And all of a sudden I put it all on the table.
Wow.
And I lost it.
They got you right there.
They got me good.
Hook, line, and sinker on that
yes,
one.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
And then there was a policeman on the corner.
Did nothing.
You know, but I called him over and I said to him, please, you know, look what happened to me.
And he said, you're not wearing your mask.
Exactly.
And he gave you a fine.
It wasn't just that. He said he didn't have time to deal with stupid things and stupid people like me when he's finding people not wearing a mask.
So I know that's what it's come to, is the police are now monitoring mask wearing in New York City. They don't care about the criminals, really, is what I've heard.
They do not care. They do not.
Somebody told me you could walk in. You could walk into a store down 42nd Street, basically steal a VCR. Well, we don't even use VCRs anymore, do we? Steal one of those new things that they have.
Yes, yes. You could steal a DVD player.
Boy, did I just date myself on that one.
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, nobody listens anyway, so.
Oh, well, I'm going to go, though. My plan is to go to the bank and try to get a loan again.
Which bank are you going to go to?
Well, I did go, you know, right close by here. I went to the Wayne Bank.
The Wayne, yeah.
Unfortunately, because I needed to get a paper notarized.
Yeah, and they have no notary?
Well, I went there. You couldn't get inside it. There was one person working there, and they said they couldn't notarize it unless it was bank business. Well, I thought banks making money was...
Bank business. Yeah, me too. And I thought them having your money in the bank was part of that business.
I know.
I thought as a customer, you should be allowed to have something notarized from your bank if that's where the notary is.
Exactly. But they said they couldn't get people. I said, why is the bank like that? One person working who can't handle everything.
Can't do anything. Right.
It is because they could not get help because of the pandemic.
The pandemic.
The pandemic
stopped
everybody. Our panties are down.
Nobody can pull their panties up to work, I guess, huh?
I guess so.
Well, hopefully that works out for you. I mean, I'm really, you know, we've always been on your side here, Rashid. We've always been very happy to have you stop by and visit with us, and we've been so excited about you getting your Church of the Spiritually Unspiritual really up and running, because I think so many people in this area, and especially here in Barryville and good old Barryvale, need to get a little spiritually unspiritual, my opinion. You know,
I think I would be a big help.
Oh, you would be a tremendous help to this area, and we really need to be supporting more people like you that want to come in and bring this kind of, you know, upper intelligence. I don't know what we're talking about. Just bringing
bringing
the good vibes of the unspiritually into Barryville.
Well, thank you, and I will be on my merry way.
You come see us again, all right?
Awesome.
Yes. Wonderful to see you,
Rashid.
Say
hello to Lee for me.
Yeah, I will say hello to Lee. I'll say hello to all the others that stop in today. We're hoping to get a couple more. And you come back and see us again sometime, all right, Rashid? All right, thank you.
Long.
Bye, Rashid. Bye. All right, so, well, you know, we still have a couple of the wandering crew coming through here in good old Barryville. They haven't forgotten us here at Catskills Radio, so that's good, right? We're down here in Barryville at the Barryville Radio Station, and we're always looking for some fun people to have stop over and give us their opinions on, you know, mask wearing possibly. You know, we do like to get into a little politics now and again, just because it's fun.
Yeah, I saw Rashid walking out. I was just doing a little business in the little boys' room there.
Yeah.
And I see he was here. And I guess he was interested.
He was. He's still, you know, still trying to get that church going. He can't get the money together. So I'm not quite sure what's, you know. Maybe he wanders into Romans a couple too many times a week.
Could be. Could be.
Takes off his turban and nobody knows who he is. So, Lee, it's been nice to be back, and we're going to try to see if we can find a few other characters out there, because I'm sure there are many wandering through the streets here in Barryville. We still have got the guys next door throwing tacks out, you know, because that's what they do to get the business.
The guys, our buddies there. Well, you know, it's sometimes, right now it's the end of the season, or the season is pretty much, you know, coming to a halt.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need business.
It's been a good season, though. It looked pretty busy over the summer.
They have to throw tacks out to pay their taxes.
The tax for the tax.
Uh-oh. I think they got one.
Oh. They got another one.
Oh, shoot. And I see the license plate.
Really?
The license plate. Let me see here. It says Rump 24. No. It says Trump
It says Trump 24.
Oh, yeah, I see a lot of them around here, the Trump 24 signs.
You know who's getting out of the car?
No.
Donnie.
Big Don.
No, Donnie Jr.
Oh, Donnie. Donnie. The little Don. The little Don. The even littler Don, possibly,
might
call him.
Oh, no.
The minuscule Don.
He pulled his car into DNR. I see him going back and forth.
He probably needs some work done.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
They got him.
He's walking this way.
Hey, let's call
him.
Let's get him. Yeah, yeah. Let's get him in. Let's get him in. Come on. Hey, yo, Donnie boy.
Donnie, you come on in. You don't have to.
Don't be shy. We've had your uncle here before, Boris. Uncle Boris, we've had, right? Donnie's uncle.
Yeah.
We've had him here. So come on, Donnie. They know us here. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey. Hi. I don't think I've ever gotten the opportunity to meet you, Donnie.
No. My dad said to come to this little wonderful town here. And he gave me a little job to do because, you know, things have been a little slow at the T.O. Trump organization. You know, do some legal crap, you know.
Yeah. So, that's what they call it, legal crap.
Yeah, they're trying to put us in jail. That's all. They'll never get us.
Oh, never. No, you guys are. Nobody can touch you.
No,
the untouchables.
We're the untouchables. But anyway, you know, he's stumping around the country, and he says every
he's stumping. Yeah.
Every vote counts. Every single vote. You know, because they stole the election.
Oh, I know. I heard that.
Yes.
Well, at least that's what they've said. You know.
No.
Who came up with this?
You can believe me.
Proof positive.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani got all the information. Yeah. And how do he's the master counter of votes or something?
Oh, well, he just knows. He has inside information. He's my hero.
Well, he is. Dad or something?
I just wish he'd watch, you know, stop with the hair color dripping down the sides of his face. But otherwise, you know, he's a good guy. But Dad says...
He's a good guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what... Surmises.
He's a good guy. Has a few little problems here and there.
Yeah,
you know, but,
just
you know.
A couple of illegal things occasionally.
Well, that and you know when he was mayor, you know, he used to like dress up like a woman, you know.
Oh, I never saw any of those photographs.
Yeah, they
it was
used
like
to
in
have
a family album you have.
The show once a year, you know. Oh, my dad's got pictures. He's got lots of pictures.
Oh,
well,
I'm sure your dad's got lots
we
of
got,
pictures.
He knows where all the bones are buried.
So now, what's up with Daddy-O? How's he doing out there?
Well, Dad's doing good, you know. He's been stumping across the country and telling people what's
lies.
Well, lies, you know, you can't say that because lies are really a perception.
It's
a perception.
It's all how you take
Isn't
it.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
That lies are a perception?
I believe it's true about lies.
Well, it's a perception. In other words, if I say something, I believe in materialization. I believe, in other words, if you tell something, you know, and you tell it strong enough, you can make it happen.
It's if you tell it and you believe it,
visualization.
It can be the truth.
Yeah, it can be the truth.
Wow.
Yeah. For example,
I need to start visualizing more.
Yeah, you know, that's how we made all our money: visualizing and a few shenanigans.
Yeah, visualizing and playing out, ripping people off.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but you could.
I think a lot of them have put it that way.
Well, that's their opinion. Meanwhile, you know what? We got the money in the bank, and they don't. So screw
them. Yeah, exactly. You could teach them something. That's for sure.
But we're here.
You are here. You're here. Why?
To make America great again.
Yeah, here starting in Barryville.
Here starting. We need every vote, every effing vote we can get, because we're not going to let them get away with it again.
No.
Because we won, and now we're going to run again in 2024. Yep. You know.
And Daddy's running. Daddy's
that's
running.
What I mean. He's running in 2024.
He's right back on the ticket.
And if it doesn't happen, he'll run in 2028. And even if he's 104,
he's gonna run.
Even if we clone him, he's still going to be running.
Clone him. Wow.
Hopefully not running to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He'll be running somewhere.
Exactly.
There'll be people with sticks and machetes behind
him.
Right.
So we're here to dispel all the lies, and we're here to close down that FB, Facebook.
Wow. So
we're going to close them down.
You've decided to start here in Barryville, or you just broke down here, or the tax guy, yeah?
Well, you really want to know the truth?
Yeah, I'd love to know the truth.
I mean, Dad and I, you know, we get along a lot of the time.
Right.
You know, he is my idol, but we did have a big fight, and he says, you're banished to Barryville to try to get votes.
Wow, and you're going to pick up a whole shitload of them here.
Yeah, well, that's what I plan to do because he told me up here there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, there is. But you know what? You're actually in a good area because they love your daddy up here.
I know.
This is like a daddy-o kind of place.
Yeah, I mean, what month are we in? Well, right now it's
October. We just got going October.
We're in October, and I'm looking around. I'm driving around.
The Trump signs are still
They're
up.
They're still there.
Everywhere.
They say 2024, they say.
Some of them still say 2020 because these people just aren't following the times.
Well, they still have them out. They still have the signs out. And the ones that say 2020, I'm going to knock on their door and I'm going to say, hey.
Put up a 2024 one.
This is DT, Donnie Jr.
DT,
you know, and get that effing sign up to date.
Yeah.
Because I don't fool around, you know. I don't mince words.
Well, I know a great place to send you up here by the Roebling Bridge, man. They will put up anything you have. As far as for Daddy-O, they love them.
Do they have alcohol?
Yeah, they'll have you over for dinner.
Oh, man.
Love the Trumps. Oh. They are so on your team. You could put anything you want in their yard for the DT.
I got the whole campaign. From what you said, I got the whole campaign worked out in my mind.
Already outlined.
I go to them and I say, you know, a Democrat in the area, go to their house and burn it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going right to the burn.
It. Yeah, yeah. Burn them out.
We're not wasting any punches. No wasting no time.
Get rid of them. Change the numbers.
That's it. They're out of town.
Yeah, yeah. De-cleansing.
Wow. I think that could be criminal, possibly.
Yeah, no judges. What's new about that?
So now, Donnie Jr. wants to burn down Democrats' house. Okay, I'm a little nervous about that. So maybe let's not do any more of that.
Let's put it that way. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
Actually, I maybe spoke. Hey, folks, you know, I really don't mean
no
to.
No burning.
No, incriminate myself.
Just the visualization of burning.
No, we have a barbecue. We'll just invite ourselves over for a barbecue.
And it'll get out of control.
Whoops. The sparks went. The sparks went in the wrong direction.
Some of the best barbecue in town, probably.
Could be.
So now, what else is new? Our DNR is working on your car, I say, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I drive in front of their place and poof, you know, the damn tire, you know.
Well, just that happens sometimes here.
It's a new tire.
Broken glass. We get a lot of broken glass on the road.
Anyway, they're nice. They said that, I was talking to Don over there, and he says, I love your dad. He says, he recognized me right away. He says, I love your dad. I'll vote for him any day of the week. And by the way, fixing the tires on the house.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't. That's awesome. They're great.
What a guy.
What a guy. That's a wonderful thing. Well, I'm very happy that you're getting some good treatment here while you're in Barrieville.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, there was a guy right in front of me, and they were talking politics, you know, and the guy's like a Democrat. And Don says, let's see, we gotta change your oil. It'll be $572.03.
Wow, that oil does get expensive for Democrats, doesn't it?
So,
that's why the gas prices are up.
Well, you know, the gas. Just remember, when Daddy was president,
gas was low.
That's right, it was cheap.
Yeah, they loved them.
They loved them.
They did. They'll do anything for them, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
They should. That effing Mitch McConnell. Oh, pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's that? No,
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, you and him aren't getting. You're not getting good with the Mitchie these days?
No, he turned on my dad. I don't know.
He turtled on him?
Yeah, just because.
He turtled on him.
Yeah, because we had a little January 6th. We had a little party out front of the White House, you know. And they're making this big deal out of it.
MM didn't get invited?
Well, they said it was an insurrection.
Moscow Mitch.
Yeah.
An insurrection, really?
Yeah. All it was just some people voicing their opinion, you know. And, you know, so they had a few drinks. They got a little rowdy. So they broke, you know, they broke a couple windows. Yeah, a little collateral damage, you
possibly,
know.
Possibly, yeah, got in
on.
Somehow.
I don't know.
Wasn't one of them wearing, like, the rug as a cape or something, like the Cowardly Lion?
Yeah, he was having fun.
All in good humor, right?
All in good humor.
Nothing disrespectful in any way.
The good humor man, we invited him too. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it.
Daddy was in the back room, I think, wasn't he?
I think he was, yeah. Finally, they call him up and they say, you know, they tell my dad, you have to get on television. You have to calm things down. So, you know, he figures, okay, he'll go with the program. He says, listen, everybody, you know, lighten up. It's time to go home.
Right.
You know, go home.
We lost.
Have a drink.
Illegally,
yeah,
they stole it.
Plan the next one.
It'll give you plenty of time to plan it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got a lot of people on your side willing to plan those types of parties, as we might call them.
Well, we don't believe in violence. We just believe in having a little fun and having a little party.
So breaking and entering is not really a violent thing?
It depends what you're breaking and entering to.
All right, so I'm not quite sure if most Americans really believe that that was a positive party or not, but, you know, I know you guys think that you accomplished something by having that party, and...
You gave me an idea. You just gave me an idea.
I'm an idea girl. I'm an idea girl.
Yeah, yeah, you said the party... what kind of party? You said it's a... I lost my thought. We both lost our thought. Anyway, yeah, we need a new party.
We need a new party.
Yeah, the Trump, the Tea Party.
The Trump Party. You could have his the own. TR. You guys could have your own party.
We're going to set up our own party.
The Tea Party of
Donald
Trump.
I got the slogan.
Wow. I'm loving it.
Free beer, free booze, and free ballots. Fill them out now.
This is a winner. This is you know what? We need that. We need another party. We need another political party in America.
Yeah,
we
look at these.
This is
look
ridiculous.
At these two parties.
Republican, Democrat crap going on.
They're all
a
bunch
time.
Of crooks. They're all a bunch of pussies.
Right?
They won't go in the right
Come
direction.
Come right out with your own party, the Tea Party, Donald Trump Organization Tea Party.
That's it.
You guys are going to win. That's a 2024 winner right there.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here. I'm stumping. You know, I'll be back in my dad's good graces, you know, by the time I get home for dinner.
He'll give you another $10 or something.
Well, I get a pretty good salary.
You're still getting an allowance?
Well, disallowance.
How old are you? Still get an allowance?
Well, I don't exactly get an allowance. I get a salary. I work hard.
Oh,
for
you're
my
actually
dollars.
Hired by the organization.
Yeah, I work for the organization.
Gotcha.
Like I'm co-president.
Co-president of the Trump organization.
Yeah, you know.
Well, what happened to your sister? Where she just like disappeared?
No, we just have her under wraps and
under wraps,
and we got to keep Eric quiet.
You had her toned down.
We toned her down, and
everybody's hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, just playing golf these days.
Yeah, you know, being cool. You know, we kind of took over the town.
So now, it's been not quite as exciting in the political world, in my opinion, since your dad has not been in office. There was a lot of fun stuff happening with your dad out there. He's a very exciting, energetic. Charismatic creature.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to Sleepy Joe. I mean, the guy, you see him on TV, he can't speak and he can't keep awake.
I know. I mean, you're passed out within 2 minutes. You're like
it's
snoring.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
and
but I don't
you don't
know.
Think
Who's
he's doing the right
the
thing?
Show?
Who is running the show? Is it
I don't know.
Kamala?
Could be. She might be running the show.
Yeah, she could be the...
I don't know.
She might really be the first woman president and we don't even know it?
Well, it could very well be. I mean, I don't know. They gave my daddy a bad time for, you know, saying he's going out of Afghanistan, and then Sleepy Joe takes over and botches the whole thing up and leaves our buddies behind.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But the big thing to me... You know, at least my daddy got the vaccine.
He did.
Know? And a year ago, Sleepy Joe and Kamala, both of them said, we're not taking the vaccine. Nobody should be forced to because Trump had something to do with it. Now what is Everybody's got to take it.
Wow, right.
Everybody's got to take it. And they called my dad a dictator.
Right.
What's going on?
I don't understand.
What's going on? That's why I'm out here stumping.
Letting
I'm
people
stumping.
Know. Right.
I'm letting them know right and left.
Right.
Or left and right. Well, I don't know.
Inside
right
and
along.
Out. Yeah, upside down and upside right. It doesn't matter. Let them know. So, no, I see, this is a lot of stuff I don't pay attention to all the time because, it's, like you said, not quite as exciting to watch good old Sleepy Joe. Your dad definitely had a lot of charisma.
Ass. Yeah,
fired people up a little bit. I did, you know, always enjoy that little bit about him, his ability to really get things up and going.
I don't
going.
Know. So what? You know, they call you a crook. So what? Who isn't a crook?
I think they're all
it's
crooks.
Okay.
Right? They're all crooks.
We can all be crooks.
But this whole thing now that they're requiring you to get this vaccination, and they're requiring you to in order to travel, I guess at this point, and even to do certain jobs, you have to have this proof of vaccination. You have to have a vaccination card, I think is what they're calling it.
I know. It's kind of like reminds me of the good old days, like Germany, 1935.
Wow, Germany, 1935.
Yeah, you know, the Jews had to wear a gold star, you know.
Oh, so because you have to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, they couldn't go here, they couldn't go there. It's kind of like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of similar.
Did they learn from us or we learn from them? I don't
know.
That one's a tough question to answer because we are... we are dividing ourselves now through this with this vaccination card, or are we gonna pick out who should stay and who should go? Or I'm a little nervous about this vaccine thing. Did you get it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I wasn't required to.
Why is that?
Well,
you're in Congress?
Daddy said that he got it, you know.
And he didn't grow a third arm?
No, but he didn't need it because he already had COVID and he already had the antibodies anyway, so it doesn't matter. The only thing is I'm hearing some stories, so I'm taking my time, you know. And I don't need the card because I can get anywhere anyway.
Right.
I have clout.
You do whatever you want.
I have clout. I want to eat inside. I can eat inside. It's the other schmucks, you know,
right.
Who don't get it. Yeah. They just gotta.
You got a free pass, basically.
Yeah, they gotta go to. They can't go to a Broadway show.
The world is your oyster, as they say.
I'm privileged and I'm proud to be privileged.
You are that WP that everybody talks about.
That's
yes,
right.
Indeed.
That's right. You know, but to answer your question, well, let's face it. They did kind of, you know. I mean, for the good of everybody, we pushed it through and we said, fuck it. Oh, pardon me.
Come on. Keep us clean, you know, here in Barryville, please.
It's for the good of everybody. Hey, you lose a couple of 100,000 people to side effects.
Whatever.
That's just, whatever.
And it's all in the name of science.
Well, to tell you the truth, what really happened is, see, my daddy gave Big Pharma, millions of dollars. Billions,
right.
Actually. Billions to develop this thing.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, Big Pharma's, you know, they took care of us. And they gave Biden, a lot of money, you know, for the campaign. My daddy a lot of money. So,
well, Big Pharma gives everybody a lot of money.
Yeah. And let's face it, if you do a third dose, hey, everybody makes more money.
Everybody.
You do a fourth dose, everybody makes more money.
Wow. Capitalism in medicine
is
just the best combination.
Yeah. And the more you can, and if you can force people to take it, then it's more money because
now they
got to
take it four times.
It's a built-in market.
Right.
A built-in
market. No stopping the vaccination.
Right. And then this is not it. This is not the only vaccination. For example, now, let's say somebody discovers that preventative cancer. If you cut off your right leg, you're never going to get cancer.
How about my left leg? My left leg hurts more than my right. Can I get rid of my left?
We can make it both legs.
There you go.
But then what we do is we mandate it. We mandate it and we say everybody's got to get, it. You know what that does for business? Wheelchairs?
Yes.
Prosthetics.
Yeah, exactly.
Prosthetics.
Now you got everybody hopping around.
You boost
the
economy.
God.
Everybody's walking around, you know.
Everybody's going to have a jazzy jet in no time.
Yeah, I'll be politically
correct.
Hell
with those automated cars or animatronic cars or whatever
exactly.
They call them.
We don't need the legs. You know, we have the wheelchairs. We have the like you say, the animatronic, the cars. We have the whole thing. It's good for business. And everybody's got to do it. Why? Because the expert said so.
It's for the good of society,
people.
For
the
all
good of the
for everybody else.
That's it.
It's money making.
It is money making.
You know, Big Pharma's known how to make that money hand over fist for years, though. Come on. I mean, everything that they make, when you listen to the commercials, got some kind of a side effect. I mean, basically, every drug you're going to take at some point is going to make your little penis go small,
yes.
And possibly you're going to die.
And not only that, the other part is it boosts the legal profession. Have you heard all the commercials? Have you taken drug?
Right.
You know, call us. 1-800 will get you fucking millions.
Exactly.
Oh, pardon me again.
Donnie, listen, Donnie.
Yes.
We're a clean family-run establishment.
So
here,
is mine.
Can we drop out these little...
Yeah, I'll leave the F-bombs out.
Get the F-bombs out. Take them back to New York City. And
we're in
toss
Florida
them out
now.
There. Oh, that's right. You're back in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, screw New York City.
And like, now tell me, Florida, they don't care about this vaccine stuff. They're all running around. They've been running around down there in Florida, freewheeling since the beginning of it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, everybody's cool, and they're pro business. I mean, my
they're
sister.
anti-maskers.
Yeah, well, that's purposely.
Yes,
we did that. We made it anti-mask. You know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because Ivanka doesn't think she looks good in a mask. That's why. That's how much power we have.
She doesn't look that good without the mask either, though, I'm sorry to say. But.
Well, I don't know. My daddy likes her.
Yeah, of course he does. So now daddy should watch out about, that. But in any case, so now where are you headed after this? You've been here through Barryville trying to win your Trump votes here, which we know you already have a lot of them here because this is a very, you know, pro-Trump area. What's your next stop or what's next on your agenda?
Well, I'm just kind of hitting this area. I'm hitting Eldred. I'm hitting Yulin. I'm hitting Monticello. Monticello's going to be a good market. The whole damn town's falling apart. Everything's for rent.
Get a cello. Yeah.
We might buy the place.
I would. Somebody should.
We could really make it into something.
Yes. It needs to be bought. It's a money-making business up there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got the big casino that went in there. That's right up your alley, casinos.
Well, that's up our alley, but what they did with that casino, that's in the wrong place, and they didn't get it. I mean, what kind of town doesn't have a fucking train coming? Oh, I did it again.
Oh, God, we got to watch you.
Watch me with the F-bombs.
We're going to put a mask on you.
They don't have an effing train even to come up, and when, I don't know, you talk to people up here, and you say, well, maybe, you know, why doesn't the train stop? They say, we don't know, might bring the wrong kind of people, whatever. We don't want a train stopping. Hey, we're going to come up here. We're going to change this town. We're going to get people up here. We're going to make it a real Pottersville.
But they have no way to get here. So we're going to get them here with no way to get here.
No, we're going to get the train.
Going to take the bus.
We're going to get...
Who takes the bus anymore? People don't want to take the bus anymore.
We have it. We got the franchise for a charter helicopter service. Going to come from anywhere in the country right up here.
Right up here. Drop them all off.
Yeah.
Do they have to jump out of the helicopter? You're going to actually land?
No, we're going to land. Okay. We're working on it. We're talking to everybody. We figured we structured a deal kind of like we did in New York City. We don't have to pay taxes on nothing.
Why? Because you're a church establishment or something? How'd you organize yourself to no tax?
We're the TO, the Trump Organization.
And that means no taxes? I thought you had to be affiliated with some religion to pay no taxes.
No taxes for us.
Oh, just no tax for you.
Everybody else.
Everybody else. You're your own entity.
Yes, everybody else. Okay.
So now, where are you going to drop this helicopter pad? Somewhere right in the middle of town here or something? How about by the carriage house? They have a nice backyard in the carriage house.
Well, we're thinking of buying the carriage house.
Well, no, but if you land that helicopter there, wind might help clean it off a little bit.
That needs a little
refreshing. Refreshing is what we can call it.
Yeah, I passed there. There was a little...
Yeah, it's got its own entity, its own aroma. It's not just the river, though. So I think those are great ideas to bring us business up here to Barryville, get more of your Trump votes.
We're for the people.
You are for the people. Yeah. You've always been for the people.
Yeah, we're for the people.
You came in for the people, you went out for the people, and you're back for the people.
Yeah, we're people people.
So you're people people, of course. And so what do we have, another 3 years to wait for you to be back in the run again?
It could be sooner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so things could change?
We're working on something.
Oh, you're working on something.
We're working on the 19-3 count.
Yeah. So we heard Giuliani's the one that knows how to count.
Oh, yeah. Rudy.
Rudy?
Good old Rudy boy. My idol. Yeah.
I wasn't always sure about that.
The man knows how to count.
He knows how to count.
Look at his bank account.
Yeah. He knows how to count, all right. He's counted the whole way, I'm sure. So we would love to have you back and visit with us and keep us updated on your progress of what's happening out there on the stump campaign trail as you call it. As you're
stump
out there stumping
Trump.
Around.
Yeah, it's stump for Trump.
Stump for Trump. Yes. You have to come up with a new song or slogan for that one.
Yeah. I heard the guy who works at this station is a jingle writer. Maybe
he could do that for me. I think he could, and now we got a stump for Trump. Because
does he work for cheap?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you got to pay.
You got to pay.
You better have them. Well, you've got the money. What am I talking about?
We'll get him some benefits. I already got it figured out.
Oh, you do?
I'll get him a date with Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what he's looking for. So you still keep in touch with Stormy?
Well, unofficially. She's a nice girl.
She's a nice girl.
We got things on. Listen, you know how powerful we are, don't you?
You've told me.
Her ex-lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Tell me where he is. I think he's in jail, yeah.
Right. Who do you think did that?
Oh, Daddy-O.
Of course.
Daddy-O's got a lot of pull.
Yeah, we got the pull.
And now, you know, we had your uncle here once. How's your Uncle Boris doing?
Uncle Boris.
Daddy sent him off to Siberia for a while, so.
Well, you know, he's not.
He didn't get no gangrene or frostbite or nothing, right?
Not really my uncle, you know.
Oh, he's not your uncle?
No. He kind of comes on as my uncle, but, you know, you're talking about Boris Putin, right?
No, I thought...
Oh, Guido. Maybe you mean Guido, my uncle Guido.
I'm getting them all confused now. No, I thought we had your uncle here the one time.
Oh,
was he driving the car maybe or something?
Could be. Yeah, he mentioned something about getting stuck. Wait a minute.
I thought we had your daddy stop by here.
Yeah.
Because your daddy's got like a sunbed in the back of the limo.
Yeah.
He came in very bright that day. So I think he'd just gotten out of the sun limo, we might call it.
Could be.
The
could
tanning
be.
Limo.
Right.
And maybe
the orange,
it was your...
We call it the orange room.
Yeah, the orange room. And so then I thought your uncle might have been driving... Might have been the chauffeur that day, or
I think you're right.
I know I met your uncle at one point.
Yeah,
and
we
you're
change
right.
our names so often.
I did get your uncle confused with Putin's brother.
Yeah,
so
good old
for some
Boris.
Reason, I thought maybe Boris was your uncle somehow through assimilation or through.
He was renting a pad in on Fifth Avenue there at Trump Tower.
Well, I know your daddy and Putin were pretty close. I guess was why I just considered Boris possibly your uncle, because I knew that there was some interchange of. Happiness.
Well, I did call him uncle. He was a nice guy.
Uncle Bo.
Yeah, Uncle Bo. Yeah, well, very
anyway.
Good.
Yeah, Uncle Bo.
He used
Bo.
To come over for dinner, He was a wonderful guy because he always liked to listen to my dad talk.
And he brought vodka.
And he took notes.
And he took notes and brought the vitamin V, the vodka.
Yes, yes.
He's a big vodka guy, I thought.
Oh, yes.
So, Uncle Guido, we did meet once. We had your dad here. We've had a couple of really fun characters come by and say hi to us here in Barrieville. And this is the first time you've ever been on the show. And we've been really excited to have you and learn a little bit more about what your next campaign goals and visions are.
Yeah, I'll be coming back. I just need one little favor from you.
Okay.
If my daddy calls... Tell him I did a good job.
Tell him he did a good
job. Yeah, tell
him. We'll give you a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Because he needs to hear that.
Yes.
Why? Because...
he'll be checking on me.
He's always checking on you, of course. He should. So, but you did. You did a great job. You're supporting your father. You're laying out the campaign of the future. The stump Trump.
Yeah.
So,
his slogan with me is, he says, you support your father and he'll support you.
Yeah. And he does, and it's nice. So DT, Donnie Jr., DTJ, DT Jr.,
yes.
It's been really nice having you.
Well,
it's
thank
been
you.
Wonderful
thank you.
Getting you out here to Barrieville. I hope you meet some of the wonderful people that we have in Barrieville here and find some more support for your upcoming
campaign. Oh, yeah, I love to meet the people.
Campaign.
Hey, wait a minute. I see my car's ready. Let me get out of this town.
Yeah. All right. Stop back anytime. You know how much you love us.
Thank you, Catskills Kathy.
Wow. What a morning we're having so far. We got some quite the characters coming through. I had no idea Donnie was out there on the trail like that.
Boy, what a character, huh?
Yeah, he's a character. Yeah. They say the apple does not fall far.
I can see
you
that.
You plant corn, you get corn cobs. So we see that Big Donald definitely planted some corn. Looks like that corn they feed to the cows, though. It's not really the edible stuff, in my opinion.
Or the chickens.
Yeah. It's that feed corn.
Yeah.
That's yummy. So Donnie Jr., though, wow, he's pretty much just like his dad, in my opinion, with that
attitude. Yeah, chip off the old chopstick.
Chip off the old chopstick, yeah. So... apparently, though, they're out. They're going to run again in the 2024 thing.
They're serious.
Their sights are set for another big win.
Yeah,
and I could see it happening with the way our society is at this point. It's so up and down between these parties, and you go for one party, you're totally against the other party, and then the other party gets in, and then you're half thinking you're back to the other party. So this third party idea, this Tea Party idea that he had might work for them.
I don't know. I think people have to look at each issue,
right?
And forget the party and just kind of use your own head, and not be influenced whether you watch Fox News or MSNBC. All because it's really interesting. I don't think you're really getting on either on any of them all the information.
Right.
There was an interesting lawsuit. Not too long ago, where actually two of them, Tucker Carlson got sued for libel.
Yeah.
And also Rachel Maddow, both of them got sued.
And they're both on opposite ends of the spectrum here.
And both of them won the cases. for libel.
Wow.
And you know what the reason they won? Because libel is supposed to be that, you know, you lied about somebody. I guess that's where they get the libel.
Yeah.
And if you damaged them because you lied, and then it could cost you a lot of money if
right.
you lose the case.
Right.
Well, the defense for both of them was the fact that everybody who watches their shows expects them to lie, and that their show is not a factual news show; it's entertainment.
Huh.
Now, if you heard that, I mean, me, you know, if I heard that, I would say to myself, that is a pretty stupid defense. Well,
right.
guess what? Both
that
of
defense
them won.
Won off that
it
defense.
It won because they were able to prove that it was entertainment. It's not meant
to be truth.
It's not meant to be taken as true. It's meant to be taken as what people want you to say.
Wow.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And those were, you know, big ticket cases. You
they
know,
were, where yeah.
I don't know what the figures are, but I'm right. I'm guessing, you know, like, you know, somebody sues you, they're going to sue you for $20-30 million.
Yeah.
And
they
it.
Won. That's very interesting.
So both of them, whether you're Democrat or Republican or whatever,
you can spew
and you're
whatever you
shows,
want.
Yeah, apparently it's a free license to say
just
whatever the hell, except if you're on YouTube or Facebook, if they don't like what you're saying, they just take you off if it's not on the program.
So I've heard a bit about that. I'm not a real big Facebook person. You know, I don't do a lot of posting on stuff like that. And, you know, I did a couple postings back in the day when, you know, the big Don was in charge there of everything, and ended up just getting me in trouble. You know
I don't
what I'm
either.
Saying? So it wasn't really worth even making comments to anybody about anything at that point. It just wasn't going to get me anywhere.
But you know what's scary? See, what's scary is, my son Sean and my partner Rio, they're always spouting off what they think, what they believe
right.
on Facebook or on Living in Berryville or these, you know,
different
sites. Nothing ever happens seriously.
Right.
I mean, like Sean, they kick him off for, you know, a little while, here and there. Or Rio, they haven't. Really.
They put you in Facebook jail or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But nothing really serious has happened. Me, I say, like on this show, I open my mouth. But as far as on Facebook, I don't say anything. I don't really do anything,
right.
you know, that's controversial. One day I'm kicked off of Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they tell you why?
Well, that's it. That's the problem with Facebook.
They don't
right
have
now.
To tell you why.
They just say you didn't come up to our community standards. So I figured, okay, I got to call them up. I didn't do anything.
Right.
I call them up. Try to call them up. There is no number to call them.
Right.
You cannot speak to anybody at
no
Facebook.
Person.
All you can do is. They give you a little thing to fill that you can make a some
comments,
kind of inquire,
yeah.
an inquiry, because you can't even get into your account, but you can email whatever the administrator.
Yeah. Through the contact
me
site or something.
And that leads you nowhere.
Right.
It just said.
Brings you further into the wormhole.
It just said, sorry, you know, you didn't come up. It's like a catch-22. You didn't come up to
slap your wrist. Don't do it next time. You're
no,
like,
no,
don't
no,
do
no.
what, though?
No slap your wrist. They canceled my account permanently.
Shut you down.
Done. No
No more Lee Criso. No more Lee Criso. Shut you down.
That's it.
Done.
Well,
come
so
on,
what
Lee.
I did.
What did you do?
I didn't do
There's
anything.
There's got to be something.
I'm innocent. I didn't do anything. So then.
Did you use the F-bomb or something like
no,
that?
No, absolutely nothing. So then I tried to. Get on with just using like an alias, but I use an email apparently that
associated
Facebook,
to you still.
Well, yeah, and that and right away,
and
same
they caught
thing.
You.
They got me like in the matter of a day or two.
Really?
So
it's
then
that, they're that quick and connected
yeah,
to like
yeah.
things that
that's,
are.
That's how we are surveilled in
wow.
this country. So then I figured, okay. I'm going to use a completely...
A little creepy, don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, yeah.
A little Big Brother watching
It is Big
possibly?
Brother.
Wow.
It is. So I did it again, and then what happened was, is I started friending, you know, they come up with this thing, they still connect you somehow. Do you know this person? Do you know this person? What? So I started, friend this, friend that, I know. Boom. I'm kicked off again because they say I'm friending people I don't know when I was friending people that I do know, because it would say two mutual friends, three mutual friends.
What have you done?
Yeah.
There's got to be something deep in the innocent. old archives of Lee Creazo that they're coming up with here.
Not in this case. So finally, I'm not going to tell what, but I figured a way around it. And what I did for 6 months, I didn't friend anybody. I had people friend me.
Gotcha.
You know.
Right.
And before, I had something like...
So you could start
like,
being alive again.
Because I had 3,000 friends when I got knocked
off. Does it hurt
off.
Not to have any friends anymore?
Yeah,
doesn't
we
make
need
you
some.
Sad? They're coming
fair
back.
Fair
bit
weather friends.
Bit by bit, they're coming back. That's what all friends tend to be sometimes.
So now I got, about 30 friends, 30, 40
it's
friends?
It's better. That's easier. It's a smaller party you can have, you know?
And then my friend Brad, you know, he just joined Facebook.
I've been very anxious to meet Brad. Yeah. Do you think he might stop by today? I know is he still in the area?
Yeah.
Because I know he's you know, he goes back and forth a lot.
Well, he's a frustrated.
He's an L.A. guy, you know?
Yeah, he's a frustrated. He's like a Hollywood. That's his name, Brad.
His
name is Brad Hollywood.
He
is very Hollywood.
Brad Hollywood. I'm really anxious to meet him. I'm hoping that he stops in and has a little chat with us one of these days. So
you know, your lips, they say what? To God's ears? I think he's across the street.
If I say his name three times, I could Beetlejuice him, and he'll be here, right?
Say his name
Brad
three
Hollywood.
Times.
Brad Hollywood. Brad Hollywood. Hey, all right, man.
Hey there.
Oh,
how you doing? Brad Hollywood, the voice, the voice of Beeville Radio.
Yeah, man, Brad. Yeah. I'm so excited that we finally got you here. I'm so excited to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure for you to meet me.
Right? It is a pleasure for me to meet you, man. God, you're looking good.
Well, thank you. I've been in, you know, I took a sauna and I got myself a little tan and I got some of the lotion on.
Yeah.
I'm really moving in a grooving, as they say.
You're almost the same color as Donald Trump, man. You got a nice flow to that.
Well, the color is not quite the same, and I'm obviously much better looking.
Oh, of course, without a doubt, man.
Because you know why?
Yeah.
It's Brad Hollywood.
Yeah, Brad Hollywood's the best looking one out there.
You better believe it. Brad from Barryville today.
Brad from Barryville today. So Brad Hollywood, man. I mean, I've only gotten to, you know, see you a little bit on that Facebook stuff and kind of figure out, you know, wow, you are quite the character. You're like, you are the face of Hollywood, in my
opinion.
Exactly.
When you see me, it's Brad Hollywood.
So now what brings you our way? I know you do most of your work out in Hollywood. So what's bringing you back this way?
Well, I'm visiting friends out here. And Hollywood's, you know, my headquarters.
Yes, of course.
I'm so well known there. And I do a DJ show. And it is syndicated, the Brad Hollywood Show. Uh-huh. And I'm just kind of meeting my fans all over the country. And I'm good friends with Lee Creazo, you know. We go way back.
Yeah, well, he's been in this business for a long time, back there writing the jingles and everything else.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, I did the announcing on some of his jingles.
Oh.
I loved him. He used to use Casey Kasem.
Yes.
For voiceovers.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was, you know,
yeah, Casey
knew,
had that voice.
Yeah. You know, he knew Casey. But, you know, Casey, you know, he kind of had faded away and had a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I
stepped in.
You took right over there.
Yeah,
man.
When Lee has a jingle, you know, even though Lee's here and I'm there, in today's world, you know, you can do it from anywhere.
Technology, you can
so
do it from the moon.
Plugs me in, right.
Plugs
you, know.
You in, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You don't really look like you need to be plugged in, but
no.
we'll plug you in anyway if we have to.
Well, everybody says I'm really plugged in.
Yeah, we can tell.
So I'm connected.
You're connected. So now what's been going on out in Hollywood through this whole pandemic thing? It shut down for a while.
Well, everything's been going on. You know, Venice Beach, apparently people can't afford to live in their house. So where do they go? They go to Venice Beach. They just ruin the place.
They just live out on the beach.
Yeah, they used to live on Skid Row.
Camps,
you know,
it was little tents and stuff.
Yeah, it was nice on Skid Row.
Right, right.
Now they moved to the beach, trying to live the good life.
ruin the whole place. Property values are just going down.
Plummeting, really?
Terrible, terrible.
Really? I did not know this. Well, I know California's had a lot of issues with through this whole pandemic, or pandemic, as we call it, the old pandemic.
Well, it didn't affect me that much because I'm an essential worker. Well, I'm an actor.
Yeah, and you're rich to begin with. You've been in it for so long. So.
I have a few bucks.
You have a few bucks.
Okay.
And they consider acting an essential work.
Well, isn't it?
Not as much as food, I didn't think, but so you never lost work.
No, well, we were all sequestered for a little while.
Right.
You know, we did that.
Business slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, we go out, you know, we put on our masks, you know, to try to fit in. Outside of that, really hasn't affected me too much.
You wouldn't wear a mask and cover up that gorgeous face. You wouldn't wear a mask.
Well, only for a little while, only for PR opportunities.
Right.
I'd go out, you know, and then the press would say, Brad, Hollywood.
Rip that right off.
I'd have that mask on for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Being politically correct.
And then, of course, they had to see my full face, so
of course.
I would
What is it without
it
the smile?
Say, yes, it's me. It's your good buddy, Brad Hollywood.
Look at my dentine teeth.
There we go.
So now things slowed down. A lot of people were like doing work out of home, and how were they filming stuff in Hollywood? People were like filming out of their homes, or
well, they did that for a while, but not too long. What they did on the set,
right?
They had different homes.
Gotcha.
So, you know, when people, Entertainment Tonight, wanted to know, or Inside Edition, or Extra, and these shows, what we did was we ran to the sets of our home. And we said, yes, we're working from home.
Gotcha.
But as soon as the camera was off, we'd go
back
to the
set again.
You know,
You gotta love Hollywood. You gotta love Hollywood for creating
illusion,
right? Yes. That's amazing. That's a visualization of what Hollywood can create just by making their own sets. Wow.
Exactly.
I love Hollywood.
And Brad Hollywood.
And making people like you, Brad.
Yeah, Brad Hollywood is part of Hollywood.
You are.
I'm on the Hollywood scene.
You bring Hollywood to Barryville.
Yes, Hollywood obscene.
Yeah, Hollywood obscene. The finest shows we have here, Hollywood obscene. So we got Brad Hollywood right here in Barryville, New York. This is amazing that Hollywood comes to us. Here in Barryville. That's very exciting stuff. Brad, are you going to stick around for a little while?
Well, I have to go, and I see that your show's almost over, so my limo is waiting for me outside.
Your limo. Did you happen to see Don Jr. when he came through?
I saw him, yes. Yeah.
He's looking
he's a swell
quite
guy.
Daddy-like.
Yeah, swell guy, little putz.
Little putz. He has his own kind of personality there going on, too. He could be another face of Hollywood, don't you think? Or
I don't know. He's just a little too crass for me. But, I'm more smooth.
You are quite smooth.
Yeah. Besides, this town isn't big enough for both of us.
No, definitely not. We know that. So, well, Brad, we certainly hope that you'll come back and visit us again and bring us more of the tales of Hollywood and what's going on.
Can I just do one thing before I go?
Of course.
Maybe you'll just plug yourself a little bit. Well, not that. Everybody knows what I'm doing. I just thought I'd close the show for you.
Yeah.
The Brad Hollywood
touch. Yeah, let's do that. It would be awesome.
Well, okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Catskills Kathy and Lee show. And Lee is somewhere, I don't know, maybe went to the bathroom again. He said he had diarrhea or something. But anyway, we want to thank you for listening to the show. And again, this is your sitting in guest host closer, Brad Hollywood, saying tune in next time for Kathy and Lee, right here from Barryville, New York. Over and out.